Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is New Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebling. Greg, thank you so much for joining us, and this is our first time with a little interview here for a little Let's Talk Pella. So again, thanks so much for taking some time out today.
Right, I enjoy doing this, and so it's fun to get to talk to the community kind of through the radio.
Certainly, and we just wanted to kind of get a sense of how things have been going your first week here in Pella, how the transition's been going for you.
Well, it's really went well. I've been excited to stop and take time to talk to lots of different people. I've been meeting with several different staff members, from principals to director people to some teachers that have come in and visit. You know, they all help give you a perspective on Pella, which is great, and getting to know them personally is important because it helps develop trust and establishing great relationships between people, and that's kind of what I'm working on initially, just getting to know people. I'm going to expand out into the community. Talking to different community members. I went and spoke at the Kiwanis Club already. I'm going to attend the Rotary Club next week. And so it helps me just to get to know people and have them know me and kind of what I'm about or a little bit about. And I think that really kind of gets you established right away in the job.
Certainly. And have you had a chance to meet with members of the school board and establish some of those relationships?
Yep. I've already started with the school board members. I've met with two of those already, and I've got the other three scheduled. So those are going to be important relationships, obviously, as well. So we've got some good, dedicated volunteer school board members that obviously spent a lot of time hiring a new superintendent. So that's an intense time, for school boards to go mm-hmm. through. And so I was fortunate enough to get picked as the one, and so I'm really, really thrilled to be here, that's for sure.
Now, we're in this transition process from this spring when you found out the news until now this week when you started. Have you had a lot of contact and been in town a lot to try to get the ball rolling and get some of these things done early and ahead of time?
Yeah, I actually have been here a lot. I was here both for the business manager interviews mm-hmm. for Roger DeWard's position that he was hired to replace John Miller. So I was here for those interviews. I was here for the new high school athletic director interviews. Dale Oddie was hired for that. I was here for middle school principal interviews, and Josh Manning was hired for that. So I was those three times as part of the interview process. And then I also came during tulip time. Let's see, I actually worked in the Kiwanis Popperjee's stand, so I got to learn how to flip Popperjee's, which was fun. Very similar. I was actually a Kiwanis member in Spencer, and so the Kiwanis immediately grabbed a hold of me when I came to town. So that was kind of neat. Then we've also been here just to look for housing, and I have three children, two elementary kids, and then my oldest it will be a high school sophomore. So she's been in a marching band practice already. She's a trombone player, and so she's excited because there's 18 trombone players in Pella's marching band, and four girls.
All right.
So that's good. So
that does kind of buck the trend a little bit.
It does. So all those things, help get us tied into the community. We're actually renting a house right now in Pella and just going to continue to rent until our house in Spencer gets sold. Mm-hmm. But we've really got a nice place to rent, and we're excited about that, and kind of now we've got all our stuff here, and some of it's in storage, and but it's been great. And on our moving day, we had I think over 20 people show up to help us move out of our U-Haul trailer, and it took 43 minutes to unload the trailer.
Wow.
There was that many people. So,
and how long did it take to load the trailer?
Well, a long time. a long time. That took me over a day to get everything in there the way and kind of strapped in. But, it's fun to learn about a new community. It's fun mm-hmm. to make connections with people. And I've been very, very blessed to come here and honored because it's a great school system, a great community. I'm excited about being a part of it and see where we can go from here.
And it sounds like you've been able to really jump right in and get to work very early.
Some of those positions when you're hiring new administrators and so on are really important, and I needed to be a part of those, and that was fortunate that I was able to do that. And you just want to jump on things. This will be the start of my 11th year as a superintendent already. So I've kind of been through lots of different things over the last 10 years, and and kind of know these are the things that we have to tend to right out of the gate. So a lot of plans are being made and are currently, you know, continuing being made for the beginning of the school year. We've got teachers that will be thinking about school a month from now already, pretty heavily once that August 1st date crosses over. Teachers get all excited about getting their classrooms ready. So,
and we're starting to see back to school ads out already, and it's creeping right up.
It goes fast. And once the 4th of July is passed, you always feel like, okay, it's just around the corner. So kids usually don't like to hear that. Parents usually by the end of July are like ready for their kids to go back to school.
Certainly. So
those are all things. But we're making those plans, and then that's why I've been spending a lot of time talking with people, because it gives me that opportunity to do that now at this time of year, where once we kind of jump into the school year, it gets pretty busy, and there's not as much time just to sit down and visit as I probably have right now.
So. Sure. Well, again, Greg, thank you so much for taking some time today. We certainly do appreciate it. It's been great to meet you, and we'll look forward to a lot more of these interviews.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Again, that was our guest, New Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebling, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Be sure to tune into Let's Talk Pella on Monday for the rest of our interview with Mr. Ebling. And stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.